Hi, I'm Lynn Warfel, inviting you backstage with the New World Symphony. Each week at this time, we do go backstage to meet one of the terrific young fellows, the instrumentalists that make up the New World Symphony, a real treasure that's right here in Miami. This week, we meet second-year cellist Hannah Whitehead. She first heard about the New World Symphony back home in Ohio.
When I was in high school, I took private lessons with Richard Weiss, a cellist in the Cleveland Orchestra. He actually has a long-standing relationship with New World because he comes down every year or so to coach the cello section. In my lesson, he was just raving about the cello section. At that point, I wasn't even sure if I would pursue a musical career through college, but it planted the seed of an idea in the back of my mind. When I was finishing at Eastman and trying to figure out what to do with my life, I thought about New World as a good option.
While Hannah loves music, it wasn't her first career choice.
I guess I had always thought about being a writer, because I love to read The New Yorker, and I had this glamorous image of writing for The New Yorker. But ultimately, I decided that I couldn't live without music.
A lot of Hannah's inspiration has come from working with New World Symphony founder, music director, Michael Tilson Thomas.
I really loved playing Beethoven's Third Symphony with MTT last year. And, you know, we had a week of intensive rehearsals, and, you know, it's a challenging piece, but almost every day I was just playing the piece and kind of learning it with him. Every day was really revelatory. I had heard the piece, and I think I'd even played it before, but it was totally new playing it with him. I was really inspired. He is an intellectual giant, obviously. Anyone can see that. And it can be terrifying to play for him, you know, if you are playing by yourself, just because he is so important and so influential in the music world. But I am always impressed by his ability to deal with a room of 1,000 people or even more and to make every single person feel as if they're in on a secret with him. He has this wonderful ability to make his passion for what we do a personal thing. And I think that's so important for classical music because, you know, we always have a bit of a struggle to get people to pay attention, be enthused about what we do, and MTT is such a great advocate in that way.
What impresses Hannah most about Michael Tilson Thomas is his intense knowledge of classical music.
If you sat in on a rehearsal with him and just kind of listened to him extemporize about his thoughts, his perspective on music, I mean, I am always just stunned by how deeply he understands this stuff and how much he's lived with it. So I'm never intimidated by him because of his temperament. It's just because he understands this whole thing so well. This season, we're doing a piece called La Mer by Debussy. But I'm really excited about playing it for real, with MTT, because I can't wait to hear what MTT's gonna tell us. I mean, he always has these interesting visual metaphors when he's trying to get a certain sound out of the orchestra.
Second-year cellist Hannah Whitehead from Cleveland, Ohio. I'm Lynn Warfel. Please join us again next week to go backstage with the New World Symphony right here on Classical South Florida 89.7 and 101.9 in the Palm Beaches.